Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Merin Dental Media. I'm Dr. Oscar Merin, and this podcast is for people that want to take control of their dental health and general well-being. Today we will be talking about how the world is changing for the aging generations, and maybe explore some of the things that you can do to be better prepared for these changes. I want to remind you that I wrote a book called The 12 Myths That Are Wrecking Your Smile, and it is for those of you who are interested in the less known facts about dental care. Currently, it is available on Amazon on Kindle format, and for a limited time, we're giving away Sonicare toothbrushes if you send us your proof of purchase for the book. I would also like to highlight one of my patients. His name is Christopher Ulrich, and on his last visit, he gave me some advice on improving the sound of the podcast. And since I know a lot about teeth but not much about audio, I appreciate all the help I can get. So thank you, Christopher, and here's today's podcast, hopefully with improved sound thanks to you. In today's episode, we will be discussing new developments in healthcare that are allowing us to live longer, better lives. I hope you enjoy this episode and learn something new, and if you do, please make sure you subscribe and share with your loved ones. Don't keep us a secret. It is said that our bodies start declining after we hit our 40th birthday. Well, I'm 42 years old and I have reluctantly started to experience some of that breakdown process myself. It's hard to admit, but like one of my patients said, today I'm finding myself visiting sections of the supermarket that I never thought I would have to. Like looking for muscle rubbing creams because it seems like I can no longer play on the monkey bars with my daughters without my shoulder hurting for a whole month. In any case, for those of us who are starting to face the descending side of the hill, there's a lot of hope coming from advances in medical sciences and a better understanding of the role that diet and habits play in our well-being. Thanks to these technological advances in science today, people are living longer. The average lifespan a century ago in 1918 was 55 years old. Today, it is hovering around 79, which means that on average, people in the US are living about 25 years more than a century ago. So what we used to see as the golden ages for people to retire into gardening or filling crossword puzzles is no longer the case. People in retirement age these days are able to find old buddies and even old flames online, and they're running marathons and jumping off planes. Also, they're becoming very conscious of their appearance because only a few decades ago, pictures, photographs were rare. They were taken at a distance and they looked very grainy. Well, as today, more people are striving to be media ready because there's up close, high definition photos and videos streaming all the time. So now we have to come up with ways to make our teeth, our eyes, our ears not to fail, and our joints and organs to last us all that extra time. It wasn't too long ago that it was normal to have dentures in your late 30s and early 40s. Today I have 65-year-old patients asking for teeth whitening and clear braces. Braces we used to think was a treatment mostly for teenagers, and it has now become an alternative to correct bites and realign smiles. And since a lot of my adult patients have had braces in the past, they don't just want braces, they want Invisalign. Invisalign are clear removable aligners that give them the freedom to have social interaction without the awkwardness and changes in lifestyle that come with braces and metal wires. Also, people these days are rarely getting teeth taken out, other than wisdom teeth probably. And with new fixed dental implant alternatives, removable dentures are becoming a thing of the past. That means that even patients with dentures get to enjoy a more solid diet, which of course improves their digestion and the distribution of nutrients throughout their body. In the medical field, we've also seen complex medical interventions like open heart surgeries being largely replaced by outpatient procedures that barely leave any scars. And doctors are racing to find new ways to make our moving parts last longer. That's why hip and knee replacement surgeries have become more of a routine. There's a lot of exciting research on every field, and I don't think it would be surprising to look 100 years from now and see people with robotic parts that seamlessly integrate with their nervous system. Or even better, people that have lost limbs or organs that get to have replacement body parts grown in a lab out of their own stem cells and surgically reimplanted. And maybe one day we'll just figure out a way to regrow them inside our bodies. What looked like something out of a sci-fi movie is quickly becoming more of a reality. But the real question is, how can we make these new developments available and affordable to everyone? Usually, these kind of emerging technologies take a lot of money and time to develop. And once they're created, they're licensed for distribution, which makes them very expensive because they need to recapture all that investment. But with the power of connectivity and crowdsourcing, maybe we can come up with a portal where anyone can donate their knowledge and expertise for others to participate and use or improve an increasing bank of downloadable prosthetic prototypes. Much in the same way that Wikipedia made knowledge available and modifiable to anyone with a computer or a smartphone and an internet connection. For example, in developing countries where people have much more limited resources than in industrialized nations, people are finding ways to put together do-it-yourself prosthetic limbs out of toys and other electronic spare parts. Now, these crude working models could be potentially scanned, downloaded, and 3D printed from virtually anywhere in the world. And this opens the possibilities for millions of people that have no access to top institutions. Now, this combined with the fact that you can these days pretty much learn basic hydraulics and electronics from online video tutorials could decrease the production cost of complex devices. Just think of how today you can get a basic smartphone for a fraction of the cost of the store brand, but with similar capabilities. So, to summarize, easy access to information that otherwise would have taken a few trips to the library in the past have made us better informed, more conscious about adequate nutrition, and wiser about the choices we make. We now understand that exercise and good nutrition habits are no longer a choice, but a lifetime commitment. And there's a growing number of applications, like smartphone applications, that help consumers keep track of their nutrition and exercise habits. Even doctors are now able to track patients' health in real time thanks to wearable medical devices that upload patients' information to a server and sends warnings to the medical team whenever dangerous conditions are present. It's very likely that thanks to these new advancements in technology, you will live longer than you originally anticipated. So when you're planning for retirement income, make sure that you have a plan also for extended medical and dental coverage. Remember that medical and dental expenses will grow over time due to increasing healthcare costs, and also because as we age, there are more complex conditions that need to be treated. And last, be proactive about your health. Treat your body right. Sooner or later, the impact of your habits today is going to catch up with you tomorrow. At West Covina Smiles and Smile Design Advanced Dentistry in Brea, we are on a mission to help as many people as we can regain control of their dental health. I am currently having one-on-one getting acquainted meetings every day at 5 p.m. This is not a dental appointment, it's just a space where you and your loved ones get to have a conversation with me and ask questions before you decide if we're the right practice to meet your dental needs. To schedule a getting acquainted visit, or if you have questions about this podcast, you can call us at 626-810-5000 in West Covina or 714-529-2626 in the city of Brea. For more information, you can also visit our website, drmarin.com, or write us to dentalmedialibrary@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and until next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.